to Let's Talk About It. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica.
And today we are going to be talking about the job market. Our good friend, and you're also the host, also, Malik, he's graduating. He's going into the real world.
I am.
Scary.
That you gotta see jobs.
Jobs, okay. Jobs, so, I mean, what do you want to know about jobs?
What am I looking at? What's your plan, Malik?
All right, so the plan, I'm going to break down my four-month plan right now.
Okay.
Currently, I work at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a radio station.
He loves it.
Oh, yeah. I work there on Saturdays, and I go in on Fridays for a meeting. But I'm going to do that until I'm done in December. I'm going to start applying to jobs in October, which is a month from now.
Why not now, Malik?
Excuse me.
Why don't you start applying now?
But like, where do you see you? Okay, this is very controversial because he wants to be part of. It's either news or radio. Nothing in between. He's not doing anything else. It's only
news or
radio.
Those are where my skills lie.
So, but he didn't produce RMU Live this semester. He's not doing the Friday one either. So. What are you going to say to the people?
Okay, so here we go. So again, thanks for giving that nice introduction into the conflict here.
I had asked Malik a question, but it's okay, Shannon.
You ask him the next question.
Okay.
I already asked him a question.
So yeah, October, Danica's question, why I'm not applying now is because I can't work full time. Like if somebody was like, hey, we have this job opening right now. I would be like, I can't take it because I have class all day.
Yeah.
Which is why SLB works.
So you're waiting until your availability is better.
Yes. October, apply to jobs. You assume I do interviews like a month later in November. And that means going into finals week, I hopefully have something lined up. My backup plan is to just stay at SLB. I could stay there for probably as long as I needed to.
Ideal location.
Ideal location would eventually be Seattle.
Why Seattle?
The West Coast. I don't like the snow. From what I understand, it doesn't rain. It doesn't snow in Seattle.
I think that's a lie.
I don't know.
It snows very little in Seattle.
It doesn't snow in Seattle. Good question.
And also, you know, it's a chill place. They've got coffee there.
They do. They have a lot of coffee shops.
They have Amazon. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know why I would be excited about coffee places.
You drink some coffee, like the ones last week.
No, I exist purely off sugar. That's it.
Sugar?
Sugar is what does it for me.
But a Starbucks coffee, like their frappes.
I hate Starbucks.
Their frappes
literally don't even have coffee in it.
The vanilla bean frappe does not even have coffee in it. It's just sugar.
Okay. Yeah, it's literally like a milkshake.
I've tried Starbucks frappes. Freshman year, there was a girl.
Frappuccinos.
Freshman year, there was a girl. She was like, Malik, you don't like coffee. And I was like, no, I don't. And she was like, try this. And I tried it. And I immediately was like, I don't like this. Here, take this. And that was the Starbucks inhale.
But that's not the real Starbucks, though.
No,
Conspiracy theory, it's not.
I could drive to Starbucks and get a real Starbucks.
You could even walk there, like the old Malik would.
I could walk there, like the old Malik would. But
did you walk there?
I've walked past there plenty of times.
Seattle is not exactly known for its heavy snow. Snow isn't common enough in Seattle to be the norm, so residents usually get excited when even a few flakes come down.
Exactly. That's where I want to be. But I also don't like the heat, so I don't want to go down south.
Me too. I feel that.
I don't know. I like pants.
Pants are cool.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like sweating. But like I'm also like freezing right now. I was planning on wearing this whole elaborate outfit today.
It's like 80 degrees outside. I don't know how you're freezing. You need to move to Florida.
No, but that's because I've been in here for a couple hours now. I've been in Patrick Henry for 7 minutes. But, like, where are you looking?
Where?
Like, what companies?
Yeah, what companies?
So, I look at news companies, obviously. That's somewhat what I want to do.
KK.
I have looked at KDKA, WPXI. I've looked at WTAE. I've kept my eye on those guys. And they're like parent companies, so that other jobs in other places. I've also... Hey, Sarah. We have a Sarah Grabani. She's in the window doing her thing. She blew a kiss. She blew a kiss to Danica. Danica caught it with a weird Spider-Man motion.
That's a llama.
No, this is I love you in sign language.
Oh, okay. I don't speak sign language, so I don't know.
I said I love you in sign language.
I got a titty.
You got what?
I got a titty. You know the spider?
We're on the air.
You would say into the mic.
I think it's one of the seven deadly. Is that one of the seven deadly words?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I got a titty for my birthday. It's a little one of those yellies, those spider yellies. So
I don't know.
We named it Titty. It's now in the equipment room. So if you're bored, go to the equipment room, turn Titty on, and then yell at it, and it will move.
Oh,
thank you, Sarah Gabani.
What is it?
Goodbye. I love you.
I love you more. It's yelling.
If you yell at it, it moves.
Okay.
Yeah, if you yell at it, it moves. It's a spider that moves. I've seen it in action.
Okay.
Yep.
I remember I saw her hold it, and I was like, "What is that?"
Right. I've seen it in action. It does work. If you yell titty at it, it will move.
All right.
But you can also yell other words at it.
Mm-hmm.
But she named it that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. going to the equipment room now.
But yeah, I've also looked at a couple of like public television places too.
PBS.
Cool. I've looked at WQED, seen if they're offering anything. They're not offering anything entry level.
Well, couldn't you like we have a lot of connections here. Like, couldn't you just talk to them and then like see if they could like talk to their like boss people?
I could.
You should do that, Malik.
I should. Well, who knows? I kind of don't want a job in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
so
okay. Bye, Malik.
I'm ready.
See you never.
See you never.
Ready to leave.
No, Malik, you're going to be like the old guy who is always there for the last CSC.
No. I don't even know if I'm going to be there for CSC this week.
What? Do you have a job?
No.
For CSC? Oh. Do you just normally go?
Yeah, I'll go every once in a while. I don't do anything Thursdays at 9:30.
That's when CCO is.
Yep.
We love Jesus.
Yeah, what about you guys? What are your job plans?
So it's pretty daunting, honestly, if you look at it, because I was doing this assignment, and it was, like, entry-level positions, and he was like, look on, like, the major sites. And I said, entry-level television. And, like, they were like, marketing? And I was like, no, not marketing. Indeed was really good, but then everything else wasn't. Like, it would give me jobs for my major, but it would be like 2 to 3 years experience.
Yeah.
And I said entry level, you dumb computer. How dare you? And the only thing I really got was production assistant as an entry level position, but I could be a production assistant right now. But yeah, I've realized that I probably can't juggle an internship along with 18 credits.
Yeah, probably not. Not a good idea. Do it in the summer.
So I'm doing it in the summer. And so this is also research time,
mm-hmm.
because I can look elsewhere than Pittsburgh. Because there's this like New York thing
mm-hmm.
that I was looking at last year that everyone was like, you're not old enough to do it.
How old do you have to be?
A junior.
Oh. Yeah.
And now I'm a junior, so that the deadline's like November, and I'm going to ask Vanhala about that.
The deadline to apply?
Mm-hmm. And the you always want, as Shannon Devlin, you want to do it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The earlier, the better.
Yes.
Right?
Right. I'm doing job searches for Shannon.
And then there's also this thing I emailed Professor Holtz. And I was like, hey, did you want this self-evaluation for this project? And also, what are, like, the Ireland Fleep information? Because
they come out October 9th. I also want to go on that one.
Oh, so she doesn't have any information.
They don't have it until October 9th.
Okay. I thought she was, like, ignoring me because she said... But then I said, never mind, I did the self-evaluation. Mm-hmm. It's in the folder. And then she said, thanks. And then that was it. And I was like, oh, it's like... Because I thought it was done. Like, the fleep was just, like, not happening. So it would be go on the fleep and then go to New York for the summer. Or I could do one of those internships. What's it called? It's like Kappa or something. Not like Kappa Sigma.
The broad ones?
Yeah. Or do that.
I found one. Entry-level videographer and editor... Tepest Inc. in Stroudsburg, PA.
Where's Stroudsburg?
I have no idea.
Okay, look it up.
That sounds scary.
Entry level videographer and editor.
Shannon's just not searching hard enough.
Experience videography 1 year preferred. Video production 1 year preferred. Video editing 1 year preferred. You have been in school longer than a year producing and making videos.
Yeah, century. So. Century counts. Professional experience.
Oh. Exactly. Hopefully I get a 10 out of 10 on that.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's just the one of them that I found. We've got one in New York right here. No equipment required to have is you'll be using company equipment.
That isn't a good salary.
32.
Oh, I thought I said 22. And I was like, 22,000 a year. I'm like, that's almost below the poverty line.
Not for one person.
Yeah, for one person, that's fine.
The poverty line, it's like 12,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But you can't live... 32,
sociology scared me.
Yeah, I think it's like 22,000 is like, or 26,000 or something is a for a family. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's pretty nice then.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll do fine, Shannon.
Yay, Shannon.
I mean, 32,000 a year. I don't know if you can live off that in New York, but
I'll live in the country.
Yeah.
You can get a one closet size bedroom.
Thank you.
So here we go. Shannon just needs to come to me when it's time to look for jobs.
I've been even though Malik needs to find one himself.
Kansas City University. You can be a video production assistant.
Kansas City.
Oh, that's a part-time job. Never mind.
Yeah, that's probably like a student thing.
Contract videographer.
Hi, I'm Shannon. I'm from Pennsylvania. And I graduated, but now I'm helping you.
Entry-level graphics and video.
I do graphics.
You do graphics. Yeah. Do you do TV graphics?
I can.
That's good.
That's like a template, though, and you just type it out.
Beautiful things.
Beautiful. Yeah, all right, what you're only a sophomore, but...
I'll be a junior in the spring, yeah. Shannon. Because I'm also
second
graduating
early. Second semester sophomore.
Yeah, second semester sophomore. All right, my plans... All right, so I am already also trying to get an internship for credit, but I'm having trouble because technically I haven't taken Design Studio 1, which isn't a requirement for the internship in graphic design. But people have taken internships before they've taken that class, but I emailed Vinhala and I haven't gotten back to her yet, but she's pretty much saying it's not possible. But you know me, I'm very headstrong, so I'm going to try to find a way to make it work. And I'm going to try to get an internship with... well, like, the dream, I don't really care where I go as long as I get an internship, but, like, the dream would either be for the Pittsburgh CLO, you know, like, theater stuff.
Oh, yeah, I do.
They have a
that.
Graphics, thingy that I want to do for that, because, you know I like there. Theater. And, also Aerie is my dream company to work
American
at.
American Eagle?
Yeah.
Aerie.
It's
the underwear line.
Well, it's... loungewear. It has sweaters and sweatpants and
bathing
comfy
suits.
Clothes. Yeah, bathing suits. It's just clothes. And yeah, they're connected and they're headquartered in Pittsburgh and they have like...
On the south side.
Yeah, they have a few graphic design positions there. But otherwise, all their design stuff is in New York City. So like, you know, that's the dream.
We can room together.
Yeah, New York City. Maybe we can afford like... Not a closet, but maybe like a kitchen size.
You guys and your $32,000 a year salaries, you can afford maybe a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, maybe a one-bedroom.
A studio apartment.
Yeah.
You just go insane and look at each other every minute of every day.
No, we would have jobs, so we would go...
there's that.
Yeah, but they'd probably both be during the daytime.
Yeah,
so we would come back.
We would watch TV together at night.
Yeah, we can make some beautiful food. And I would annoy you because I like to wake up extremely early.
You see, Just like, all right, it's time to watch TV. But like, me and my mom just get along so well that but you'd be like, I want to watch something else. And then it just like wouldn't end well.
You know, I would just be sitting with my headphones on. It's all good.
Danica, let's bond.
I'm not a very social person. I am, but I'm not.
No, neither am I.
I feel like I'm a social person, but I actually hate everyone.
Thanks, Danica.
Yeah, I've gotten better about being a social person.
I agree, Millie.
You gotta shake hands and kiss the babies.
You gotta shake hands and kiss babies.
Except at the retreat. You weren't so good then.
Yeah.
What happened at the retreat?
The first day of the retreat, remember? I was like really hungover and couldn't speak to anybody.
It's a harsh.
Very hungover. Yeah,
Malik just wanted to sit down. It was a very bright and hot day. So he just wanted to have a seat, but he was doing his best.
I tried.
Oh my gosh.
Now you're chewing in the microphone and I can hear it in the headset.
It's like ASMR.
No, let's not start that.
So I've come up with an idea for my 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did I say this to you already?
No.
Okay.
No. I haven't heard from you in like a day, 2 days.
I haven't heard from you in like a week.
I go missing. So I love the show Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
Oh, I have heard this.
I've never heard of this. What is it? Great. A TV show?
It's a TV show about an alcoholic, well, a former alcoholic who now, and he's also a former baseball player, but now he owns a bar and he doesn't drink and he just like serves his friends, and that's like where most of the scenes happen. So, and I could, that's that's backup plan number three. Just owning a bar but not drinking anything. But it's based in Boston, like based on a real bar. But they actually had the set still in Boston. So you could like rent out the set to have like parties in. So I said to my mom, I said, Mom, I know I'm doing it for my 21st birthday. And she said, what? And I told her this and she was like, she's like, well, it's probably going to be really expensive because Cheers was a really, like, famous show. And,
are you going to fly out all your friends as well?
Everybody.
Everybody.
And I was like, be like Norm. You know Norm. Right, Malik? You know Norm.
Yeah, I remember Norm.
Great guy. Alcoholic.
Actually, I think we watched Frasier more than anything.
Yeah. Well, Frasier is, like,
the spinoff.
Love Frasier Crane. He's my husband. I just sit down, have a beer, and talk to everybody.
That's your plans for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could recreate the set in like a room or something, couldn't you?
No, we are going to the set.
Here it is. We have our beacon. Visit our Beacon Street location today. We've got a phone number.
But like, scroll down.
Yeah, experience the Boston pub that inspired it all. After visiting other Boston bars, they returned to the Bull and Finch and declared, "This is the place. An American television classic was born, and they would name it Cheers. The TV show premiered on September 30th, 1982, and remains one of America's most beloved situational comedies of all time." You have to call the number. You have to call the number to limp. Don't call it on while we're on the air. We did that last
week. Let's call Cheers.
We did that last week.
Where is... What's her name?
Oh, it's right next to... This is a pretty, like, good location, too.
Like, that's on where Google I'm going map. To live.
In next Boston. To Cheers. There's a Whole Foods market. Not... Maybe a street or two down. There's the Museum of African American History around the area. There is the Omni Parker House. Post Office Square. This is great radio.
This is the girl that always gets, like, pregnant on Cheers.
We watched Frasier and that 70s show, not Cheers.
There was Diane Chambers, who's like the talks a lot. She's really knowledgeable, and you got Sam Malone, Coach. Apparently, Coach dies in the later seasons and gets replaced with Woody Harrelson. Very sad times.
I have no idea who these people are or what these shows are. I'm out of the loop.
These are, Shannon is just old and likes old TV.
Then you got Cliff, not Calvin, it's like whatever.
Yeah, we've got the Boston Public Garden right across the street.
No, only Cheers in the bar. But then my mom said, my brother is walking across the stage for a graduation at SNHU, and New Hampshire isn't that far away, so she sounds like she might do it, but also not. But not on my birthday, because it would probably be like finals week, because my birthday is April 14th.
Yeah, that would be a bad idea.
SNHU? Where is that?
Southern New Hampshire University.
I didn't know your... Why is your brother... Which brother's in school?
Sean.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long has that been a thing?
It's online school.
Oh, okay.
He's a little special.
But they can walk the stage?
Yeah, he wants to walk the stage.
Okay.
To get his master's degree in, whatever he's his master's degree in.
The Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum is not too far away from
Cheers
Bar. This is a pretty chill spot. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm invited or anything, but...
Why aren't you invited, Malik?
I can't invite myself to Shannon's things. Shannon gets upset when I do that.
No, so it all started with Grace Buckley. I would do that. I was basically Malik as a small child.
Yeah.
I would just go around. Why did Brett change his shirt?
I don't know. Maybe he wants to.
He changed. I like that.
poor person.
So I need to stand. I've been sitting all day. I'm standing, everyone. So I used to be like Malik, just super, just attached to everybody at the hip.
attached at the hip
to everyone.
Yep.
Did you?
That's me. No.
I don't think you would either. I wasn't sure.
No. I was super clingy, and Grace was my best friend as a child, and so I wanted to do like everything with her. And she had passes to the YMCA, and so I'd be like, my mom always was always like self advocate, but there's like a fine line between like self advocacy, and just like imposing yourself on the other person. So I would be like, hey, your dad was like, let's go to the YMCA. And they would have like a certain amount of passes, and I would always want to go with them because I would be hanging out at that time. And so she would be like, now we have to bring Shannon along because Shannon's not
Shannon. Good.
And then this one time, it's funny because
I've never heard this story before, by the way.
This one time, she didn't want me to come, understandably. Sometimes you just need space from people. I need so much space from so many people now. And so she was like, all right, we gotta go. I'll see you later, Shannon. So I'm like walking out the door, and Mr. Buckley is like, Shannon, are you coming to the YMCA? And Grace is like,
oh.
And I ended up going to the YMCA that day.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you pretty much tortured your friend.
I tortured my friend by being the best friend I could be.
What was the point of this story?
So you're saying you're a mooch.
No, not a mooch. I just you don't intrude on other people's things. So you wait for them to ask you, unless you're that confident that they'll ask you, to be like, hey, am I going to be invited to, like that's all self-advocacy, but also intruding. So, I guess that was self-advocacy. I don't know what you would call what he just did.
No, I was just like, hey, this is a cool area that you're looking at.
But
he was hinting.
Not even really hinting. I probably would never go to Boston. I don't like the cold.
It would be in April. What do you mean?
It's
Boston.
That's
cold.
Yes, but it wouldn't be that cold.
It's cold in April. What do you mean? That's like almost prime winter.
Prime winter.
It's like at the end of prime winter.
No, yeah. It is when Jesus dies.
No, I don't know. Shannon just told that really long story to tell me that I'm not invited is really what that was.
No, I'm telling you that I would do the same, but in a more aggressive way.
Yes. See, as a kid, I also was the same way where like I would just like need
Can
things
I come?
To do. Well, no, I was even worse. My buddy Patrick, he lived in the basement. He lived in the basement of his house, and I lived like a 30-minute walk from his house. So I would like get up early in the morning, and you know me, I get up ridiculously early a lot of times. I just wake up. And so I would just get up and I would walk. And he always left his door unlocked.
And just so for
just,
you?
No, he would just leave it unlocked. Oh, he just, I think the lock was broken or something like that. And so I would just walk and it'd be like 7 o'clock in the morning and I'd come and I'd just come in, hang out. I'd play his video games. And then he'd wake up. And he'd be like, oh, hey, Malik.
Played while he wasn't even awake.
Yeah.
Did he know you were just going to come? Like, did he know you came over?
Yeah, it's obviously I'm like, hey, you know, Pat, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, he's like, yeah. You know, we text each other and whatnot. And he's like, yeah, you know, just come over when you're ready to come over. And then, yeah, eventually mom was like, stop doing that.
Okay, so like, that was early in our friendship. Like, I was in third grade and Grace was in first grade. So Grace really didn't start liking me until like fourth grade.
Did she ever like you?
Yes, I hope so. Yes, we were good friends. She would always come over to my house, next door neighbor. So this is why. I'm going to tell a good story, not a bad story this time.
Okay.
I thought of a bad story. I was really weird with numbers. And we're going to tell this bad story, then we're going to go into the good story. It's really bad with numbers. And I moved in first grade, so she was in preschool. And they didn't like me because they liked the Frankensteins, who were people that lived in the house in my house before me. Because they were cool, like, teenagers, and I'm, like, this weird nerd with a brace. And I was learning time, and I was like, I have to look at the clock at 4:44, because it's just so cool to see all the numbers all the same. And so they were like, Grace was like, please leave my house. This is like a small child, dude.
And so the small child was bossing you around?
Me being a first grader and her being a preschooler.
Oh, okay.
Did you just let it happen? Did you let her push you around?
Oh, yeah. I was not. I was sensitive. If you think I was, you haven't. No. I was so sensitive. It would be like, Shannon's crying again because Bridget said something. She would joke around. Bridget would joke around. That's my sister.
Yeah. This still happens.
Oh, good.
Bridget still jokes around.
But I've gotten better.
Shannon's becoming an independent woman.
Danica is shaking her head as if she doesn't believe Shannon.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I have to stay to like watch the time at Grace's house. And Grace was like, get out of my house. And she was running around with a bat. And I was like, okay, goodbye. And then it also got, we basically became sisters. Sisters by choice. Because I would also get annoyed of Grace. And I was in the shower one day and I went back to my room. This is before my room was connected to the bathroom. And I walked in my room with just a towel on and she was like, hey, how's it going? She was in my room. That's what that reminded me of. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I want to hang out. You changed. We're going to go hang out. And
just like, okay.
And then we would be very aggressive on the Wii together.
What kind of Wii games did you play, Shannon? Wii Sports. Which one?
The bowling game. We dominated bowling. That. I'm gonna call her right now.
You're gonna call. Make sure you tell her she's live on Army Radio.
Okay. Make sure you tell her that you just halfway hated on her and halfway like.
No, she used her stories to tell me that I am a lot.
Yeah.
To uninvite me to her birthday party.
No, like, I'm saying we're the same person.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I joke about it. We're calling Grace Buckley. Get her on RMU Radio.
Suspenseful.
This is great radio.
Yeah.
So, Danica, do you have any stories about you being a kid that doesn't respect other people's boundaries?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I hated everyone back then, too.
Danica was just a terrible kid.
Yeah. Well, I...
Grace didn't answer, so we can't reminisce.
I had a friend named Summer, and, like, she had a large house. And she like it had like one of those huge staircases in like the living room, and it was like a tall thingy. And she was really annoying because she wanted to hold my hand, and I was like, ew, excuse you. And she wanted to hold my hand because it was thunderstorming, and she was really scared of it. But she walked around with me holding my hand the entire day, and I was just like, wah. And so eventually I was just like, I want to go home.
Well, I'm trying to think of other things that I did where I was just like,
I just super just like didn't like, come on, I like want to hang out with you.
Yeah. And they were, I don't know. It's weird because like I grew up at the YMCA, so like I was just always around kids.
And I wanted to hang out.
Well, yeah, like they were just kids. There were always people to hang out with.
That's what it was like at Deanie's.
Yeah.
That's my babysitter.
I'm trying to think.
I grew up in the IKEA playground. They had like a really cool one. Like they had a huge ball pit.
IKEA playground. How often were you at IKEA?
I loved going. My mom loved to shop at IKEA, and they do. They still have like those cute little like kid houses scattered throughout the store.
No.
No.
Oh, just like wasn't one of them. A playroom for the kids.
Oh well, yeah, we had a playroom. But then before we went home, my mom would let us follow the path, and like at the one that we had in Virginia. They had like little play area, like little play houses that had IKEA stuff in it too, along the path, so that while your parent like finished shopping, you could just like walk through all these like little play houses, and it was so cute. So I spent my time in IKEA as a child. It was very fun because I had my brother, so I would force him to like play house with me.
Okay.
I guess that's.
Oh, I guess another story. Obviously, when you're like a little kid and like you're at the family reunions, you know the memes where they're like, oh, when you invite your cousin over and your parents really don't want your cousin to come over. We did that a lot where we would like have where like you tell the cousin, you're like, no, I can't ask for you to come over, but I need you to ask my mom so that you can come over and
yeah.
do that.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah. I did that.
I also had a friend. His name was Cameron. And Cameron, he hit. My mom would watch him on 2 hour when he had 2 hour delays. So like every once in a while I'd have a 2 hour delay and I would just wake up and like Cameron would be downstairs in my living room, like watching TV. I'd be like, oh, hey, how are you?
Sarah Gabani has a childhood story.
Sarah Gabani, do you want to tell your childhood story?
Okay. Since my birthday was Friday. And so I'm going to tell you the story of my birth. So, okay. It was Monday, September 13th, 1999, at approximately, like, what, 4:01?
PM?
I don't
know.
PM.
I wasn't there.
It was PM. My mom, she went to the hospital because she was having contractions, you know, because I was being birthed.
Were you the first one?
I'm the third of four. And she had to go to the bathroom. So she went to the bathroom, and then she was like, it's coming. And the nurse was like, you're right. So she ran. The bathroom wasn't in the room. It was down the hall. So she was pregnant, a child coming out of her. She's running down.
This is
graphic. She's running down the hall. She jumps into the bed. The doctor wasn't there. So my dad.
Did your dad birth you?
My dad had to deliver me. And then he got me to where, wait, does the head come out first?
Yes.
Okay. He got me to my waist. And then the doctor finally came in. Oh, in the midst of her running, she tripped and fell into on a trash can. So, like, that also caused issues. But my dad delivered me. The doctor came in. He hesitated at first. Cause
why did he hesitate?
Because he didn't want his shoes to get dirty.
That's what?
So
I feel like he's in the wrong profession.
I know. So he didn't want his shoes to get dirty.
Did he take them off?
No. He just went with it. Because my dad was covered in the junk or whatever. So
in the junk.
Baby juice. Covered
in yeah, the junk. Baby juice. Well, my dad was like elbow deep. And but after I came out, my mom, because of all the excitement and everything, she passed out. She passed out, and she was gone for a bit. And, well, not dead, but, like, out of it. And she said that she never felt terror more. She eventually came back, and she said all she saw was green. So I think that's what heaven's like. And Also, they thought I was a boy at first.
Like, they didn't do, like, they had ultrasounds by 2000.
Yeah, but they didn't want to, they wanted it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
So, my mom was convinced I was a boy, like, when she was pregnant. And then when I first came out, they thought I was a boy.
Did they almost name you something else? Like, what?
I was going to be named Matthew.
Matthew?
Oh, my gosh, you're like Matt's Matthew.
Perfect. Yeah, I would have been Matt.
You don't look like a Matt.
I can see Sarah being a Matt.
Yeah.
Not Matthew, though.
I don't she know has what to the go difference by
Matt.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, Matt.
You have to be a Matt.
Yeah,
you can be a Matty.
Yeah, I was
Maddie. I could see a Maddie. I can definitely see a Maddie.
M-A-T-T-Y.
Yeah, T-T-Y, not yeah. Not D-D.
Yeah. Oh, no.
T-T.
M-A-T-T-Y. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I-E.
Yeah, sure. I was the first one that they could do the ultrasound and see, like, if I was a boy or a girl.
And they thought you were a boy?
No. Oh. No. Because all of my siblings are I'm the youngest, and they were like, what do you want? A boy or a girl, and they were like, we just want a healthy baby, and they found out I was gonna be a girl.
That's beautiful. That really is beautiful. My mom still says she never experienced like a terror that much in her life. Like, nothing has compared to that event. So I came in with a bang, and I want to go out it with a bang. That's why I want to go on a Viking ship, and then someone just like someone just annihilate that. So, like, I can perish at sea.
Like an old pirate where they're, like, fighting and then they come onto the pirate ship and then you fight with swords and everything.
I don't want to fight with swords. That's okay. Too intimate. I want to...
So maybe just, like, no, cannons?
I want someone... Okay, I'll be on a Viking ship.
Yeah.
Someone, like, set bombs or, like, we've do, like, an atomic bomb on that ship so that I die and that... I go out in a bang.
So, old woman Sarah, we're going to buy you a boat, and then I guess we just sink the boat with, like, a cannon.
Yeah.
Can it be a cheap boat?
No, it has to be. But I do want to live to 100, because if I live to 100 in, like, 3 months or whatever, I get to live in 3 centuries. So I want to make it to that, then take me out.
Okay.
You better start a fund for this.
Only 3 centuries?
Yeah, I was born in 99.
Okay.
And if I live to, like, 100 and, like, well, 6 months or whatever, then I can live to 2100.
Beautiful.
That's what my great-grandma, she was born in 1899, but she bit the dust at 93, so, you know, didn't make it.
She bit the dust. I could be...
I would be 8 days away from 3 centuries.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's a Christmas baby.
That's
yeah.
So sad. I was conceived underneath the Christmas tree.
What?
Why do you know this?
I'm so confused.
Why do you know this?
They set out the Christmas presents for my older brother and sister, and they said that's where they conceived me, under the Christmas tree. And then you go
wow.
9 months, and then September.
Beautiful.
It's true.
I feel like your parents tell you too much.
We're an open book in my family.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think my younger sister was Valentine's Day.
Wow, they're just so then, in the holidays.
Wow.
One of them was St. Patrick's Day, and then one of them was my dad's birthday.
Well, at least you have loving parents.
Yeah.
Parents that
well,
love
I mean,
other.
Not anymore. I mean, they're just, you know, existing together now. You know.
Oh, no.
They don't love each other?
They love each other, but they don't show it. They don't.
I feel like that's how most people are.
They used it all up in the beginning.
Yeah, they used it all up.
Too fast. Too fast, yeah. Too
four,
soon.
Four kids within 9 years? That's crazy.
We did nine kids.
Nine kids.
We did 4 kids in 19 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's spread out.
Yeah.
And my mom was 23. That's insane.
Three that's and young. 5 years.
And my dad was... My dad...
No, you...
There's 7 years difference.
That's a big... Is he older?
Mm-hmm. So my dad's 60 right now, and my mom's 53.
Everyone thinks I was a surprise, but my sister was a surprise.
I was an accident. They wanted 2 kids. They got 4.
They were like, oh, so I
Did
explained.
They tell you were an accident?
Yeah. They're very open about how I was not planned and I was an accident.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, you know, I'm here.
Oh.
like, my parents were, like, 19 when they had Bridget, so she wasn't planned whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then like, the other two were planned, and then everyone's like, oh, were you not planned? Because there's, like, the 19 age, I was like, no, there's a whole explanation. My cousins were being born around the late 90s, so then she wanted another baby, and then I came into the picture. And that's why I'm here. Yeah, because 1980,
late,
1982.
Late 90s was where it's at.
1987.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you were part of that. We're all 1999, except for you.
Yeah, I'm 97.
Yeah.
You're old.
I am.
His birthday's coming up, too.
It is.
September 27th.
No, that's
November
close.
27th.
Oh.
That's closer than what Shannon usually gets.
I said November 27th.
Is it usually. September... Wait, give me a second.
Danica,
22.
I just said it. Just said it.
Oh, did you? Oh. Guys, I had 1.5 hours of sleep. I'm thriving.
What are you? What's your birthday?
December 23rd. I'm a Christmas
Eve. Oh, my God. I was being conceived while you.
Oh, wow.
Wait. No.
No, because you were being born in 99.
Yeah.
So you would have been before me.
Yeah. I was conceived a year before you were born.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we're a few months off.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah!
You were thinking so hard about it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we could be, like, blood brothers or something.
Yeah.
My hands are cold.
They are cold. Why are you cold?
I don't know. I was in the
equipment. You and Shannon
room.
Both.
I'm cold.
Typically, I'm a furnace.
I'm cold-blooded. I'm, like, part of the Illuminati.
You can't say that out loud.
Yeah, bad idea, Shannon.
I was told I was adopted
by your own
from
members.
Scandinavia.
You're Scandinavian?
I am, but I was told all my life from my sister and brother that I was adopted from Scandinavia. Took
That's
a DNA
so
test,
mean.
And I am Scandinavian. As among, like, everything. I'm literally, if you take a map, I am the map.
That, yeah.
I'm Are you everything. Native American?
No, I'm Pacific Islander.
Me too.
Isn't that Hawaiian?
Yeah, it's like Hawaiian.
It's
Papua New Guinea.
You know.
Ah.
So it still has it.
All of them? All of the islands?
I'm Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea.
New Guinea.
Because, okay, it's horrible, but,
That's
like...
That's where guinea pigs
my
come
ancestors
from.
Yeah, that is where the guinea pigs
have
come
been
from.
Around. Like, they arrived in, like, the 1700s, and they were explorers and all that jazz. So it probably was not probably a good situation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah. So that's the part that I don't like. But
but everything else is good in the hood for Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, there's... I'm also Syrian.
Yeah.
Really?
I know. I'm everything, that's but French.
Weird. She's part Moroccan.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not part. You can't say it like that. I'm 0.8% Moroccan.
0.8?
Wow,
How
that's
do you
less.
Find this out?
And you do an ancestor. Well, okay. My mom was 0.8% Moroccan. Mm-hmm.
So you're probably like
0.4.
Yeah.
You're 0.4%
Moroccan. You see the dark skin.
I was
you're
told
so
like 8%.
Ethnic, Shannon.
What?
I was told like 8%.
No, I said 0.8 and then he twisted my words. I'm like, I'm Italian and Irish, which we knew what I was. Because my ancestors came here in like the early 1900s.
All of my records burned, so I didn't know, like, where the heck I was.
What?
All right, we got a minute left.
Okay, well, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh. Okay, bye, Sarah.
All right. I was born on a rainy day in the McGee Woman Hospital.
I was born on Thanksgiving.
In the McGee Woman's
born
Hospital?
In Virginia.
Yes. I think so.
You weren't a McGee baby.
No, okay. I was born at Fairfax, Virginia. I don't know what hospital.
Hey, what are you doing? We have 30 seconds left.
Okay.
Yes, it was a rainy day, April 14th, at 10:28 a.m. I was like catching a bus.
You were like catching a bus.
I was the fourth one. It was a C-section because Sean's head was so big. That's my older brother.
So Sean's head was so big that all the other ones after Sean were C-sections?
Why does
it was
that
only
make
me
a difference,
Sean.
Shannon?
That makes sense.
What?
Why does that make a difference, Shannon?
because I everyone else was like natural, like Bridget and Matt were natural.
Okay.
And then Sean was a C-section because his head was so big.
Oh, so then you had to be
a C-section. That's I how was it goes. Too. Were you a C-section?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Well, yeah, she was young, but you never know.
Yeah.
Devlin was a C-section. She was a sumo wrestler. Then they all had to be C-sections after Devlin. It's how it goes. You can't just
open up the hatch.
Hand movements.
I'm shook.
All right, that's all the time we have for Let's Talk About I Am Your Fantastic Host, Shannon Devlin, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.